Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
But I'm excited about this morning's message. You know, I was just praying this week, and how many of you know that, like today, for instance, just now, I didn't even see this coming. I don't follow, you know, pastor appreciation. She knows that. I don't. I don't look for allocates, and I don't look for gifts from people. But when they spring it upon you like that, what are you going to say? No? You know, and so you receive it with a joyful heart. And you say, thank you. But I'm reminded that this message this morning is going to tie into what just took place right now. Because how many believe that we serve a mighty God? We serve a mighty God. And so we're going to get to the screen right up here right now. And we're going to get into this message. So let me go here for a moment. If you have your cell phones or fax and scanners, please put them on a silent or off position as we get into the Word. And so allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you and praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. Lord, I'm asking, God, that you would give us all ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And so, I've entitled this morning's message, Blessings from Jesus. Blessings from Jesus. How many of you love blessings? Oh, come on. And like today, that gift today, I'm going to cherish it. It's going to go on my desk. It's a reminder to me to continue to walk and stand and to remember that God is in total control of my life. And that I give them all praise, glory, and honor. But listen, many of us celebrate birthdays and Christmas and wonderful things, graduations, you know, where people will come alongside you and bless you with a gift. And they'll tell you wonderful things, how you are so loved and you are a blessing to our lives. And so as men and women and even children, those times are precious to us because someone has thought of you. I'm here to let you know, everything that we do for the Lord Jesus Christ, He has thought of you. And what He has in store for us will be mind-boggling, mind-blowing. Listen, the best that this world has to offer will pale in comparison to what God has prepared those who love Him. Amen. And so, as you can see just right up there, those are different many crowns. And so, we're all going to stand before Christ. Not in the white throne judgment, praise God. The white throne judgment is where the sinners and the ungodly stand. They're the ones that have rejected Jesus all their life, and they don't want nothing to do with Christ, okay? The judgment seat of Christ is you and I, where we stand before Him, and guess what He does? He shows us our life, and then He blesses us beyond comprehension. You know, He told His disciples, what did He tell His disciples? He said, I go away and prepare a place for you. And He said, my Father has many mansions. How many of you have seen a real mansion? Well, I took a tour about maybe 10 years ago as a realtor. A whole bunch of realtors got together and we did a tour in Rancho Santa Fe. Those homes are $40 million, $50 million. You walk into one of those homes, and they have every amenity you could think of. They have horse stables, basketball courts, indoor and outdoor. They have a movie theater. They have swimming pools that start from the outside and they go into the living room. There's 10,000 square feet. Some of us live in 1,100, 1,500. Just imagine a 10,000 square foot home. And so those are beautiful mansions, but that same house that I'm describing eventually will need termite work. It will need plumbing. Eventually, it'll need a new roof. Why? Because it decays, right? It's like everything else. It deteriorates. But what God is going to give us is going to go on to eternity. And guess what? We're going to read a portion of Scripture a little later where He's going to make you and I, us, kings and rulers with Him. What? The King of Kings and Lord of Lords is going to use us to rule and reign with Him in the next millennium reign when this world is done. He said it in His Word. And if He said it, it is what? Done. So if you have your Bibles, turn with me to Matthew chapter 16, and we're going to read verses 24 through 28. Are we ready? Here we go. Then Jesus said to His disciples, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it." Look what it says in this next verse. "For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul?" You know, there are many billionaires today. But do they know Jesus? We don't know that. But God knows who they are. Amen? Look at verse 27. "For the Son of Man," here it is, "for the Son of Man will come in the glory of His Father and His angels, and then He will reward," look at this, "He will reward each according to his works. Assuredly, I say to you, there are some standing here who shall not taste death till they see the Son of Man coming in His kingdom." I truly believe we're that generation that we're not going to see physical death. When Jesus comes for us, we're going to be standing. He's going to take us and transform us and give us that brand new body. How many can't wait for that brand new body? Oh, that's right. That's right. You know, it's hard to fathom that when you're in your teens or young adult. But when you get to my age, you want that new body. I can't run a 4.6 no more. I can't do that no more. I can't bench press 315. That was my senior year. I ran 4.6 and I benched 315. I can't do that now. You put those weights up, my whole chest would just crush. Why? Because we've aged, right? We've gotten older. So those of you that are youthful, enjoy it. Enjoy your youth. When I was a teenager, man, I felt like I was on top of the mountain. I'm going to live forever. Yeah, that was a wishful thought. I'm 63 now, and things are starting to deteriorate. That lets me know that as soon and very soon, I'm going to get that new body. And guess what? Many of us will here in two, right? And so look at this right up here. Our Lord Jesus Christ will evaluate the life of every believer. Oh, yes, He will. Every believer, praise God. Praise God. You see, you and I, saints of God, we could take comfort in the fact that each person will be examined based on his or her works. Not that works gains us salvation, but God looks at the motive of our hearts, why we served Him. And what was our agenda that we served Him? Was it so that people can see us, or did we do it with a genuine heart? That we truly love people, but more so we love God. And so we are not to compare one another with what God is doing. If God's doing something miraculous and wonderful in a person's life, guess what? Come alongside them and praise God for them. Amen? The world says, "Huh, who do you think you are?" But as the church, we are to pray for them, say, God, continue to use them. And God, one day, you will use me to that fullest capacity. Can I get amen? You see, my friends, this judgment seat of Christ includes more than just an assessment of what we've done. It also will be a time when Christ will reward us for all the things we have done to one another and what we've done for Him. Because that's what it's all about. Listen, did you know that even giving someone a glass of water, God's going to reward you for that. He's going to bless you for that. Those of you that go to the restroom and there's a paper towel on the floor, just by picking that up and putting it in the trash, God looks at everything that we do. Can I get an amen? You see, my friends, the honors He gives us at that time will include various awards for godly living, including a number of crowns for faithful service. Oh, that's right. Let's look at this right up here. Number one, what is the nature of our rewards? What's the nature of it? Well, look what the Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians. Look at this. Now, he who plants and he who waters are one, and each one will receive his own what? Reward. Look at this. To his labor. So when you labor for Christ, when you love, when you pray, when you come out and you serve, when you love your family at home, you serve one another at home, it doesn't always have to be in the church. It's wherever you are that God is looking on how we entreat one another. Can I get an amen? And when we learn to build each other's lives up, that's what God takes most notice in. Praise God. Look at this. For we are God's fellow workers. Turn to your neighbor and say, we are God's fellow workers. Amen. And you are God's field. And you are God's building. What does that mean? We're His building. We house the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're the temple of the Holy Spirit. And so praise God. And all those saints of God, we work with other believers for common goals. The common goal should be someone to be saved. Can I get amen? That how can I lead someone to Christ that they won't have to burn in a fiery place called hell? Because Jesus talked about hell more than He did heaven. If you read the New Testament, why does He talk about hell? Because He don't want you to go there. Praise God. He came to save us from that horrible place. And so don't look at Jesus like, oh man, He's going to ruin my party. No, He wants to save your bacon. Can I get amen? He wants to save you. He don't want to hurt you. He don't want to condemn you. He came to die for us. Can I get amen? Praise God. Praise God. And so, saints of God, Christ will reward every individual for obedience unto Him. Learn to obey Him. Whatever is written, say yes and amen, Lord. Lord, I know this is tough. Lord, I struggle here. There's areas in our life we all struggle in. Can I get amen? Your struggle may not be my struggle and vice versa, but there are struggles in our life. And God is trying to say, listen, give those things to me, to the Lord, and watch Him do the miraculous in your life. He will strengthen you. He will gird you up. He will put a shield about you, especially those who are weak in the flesh. And I know a lot of folks that are weak in the flesh. And I'm going to confess there are times when I get weak in the flesh as well, no differently. Can I get amen? But God is able to sustain us. He's able to strengthen us. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever think and ask and hope for. Jesus will honor us for every righteous act if we did it with the right motivation. It's got to be the right heart. Can I get amen? We can't be doing the work of the ministry so that others can give us applaud. It can't be that. It's got to be all about Jesus. It's all about Him. But my friends, I'm here to let you know that no good deed goes unnoticed with the Lord. Even an act, as I shared with you, of giving someone a glass of water, hallelujah, goes far away. I got it in Scripture. Let's go to the Scripture right here. Look at this. And look at this, in Matthew 10:42, look, and whoever gives one of these little ones a cup of cold water in the name of a disciple, assuredly I say to you, he shall by no means lose his reward. Wow. There it is right there. A simple little glass of water to someone that's thirsty. My goodness. How many are so blessed that we serve a mighty God? And his name is Jesus? Praise God. Saints, there will be different degrees of rewards, and we're going to cover those because God gives each and every one of us different opportunities on how we serve him. For instance, saints of God, the Bible mentions specific honors in heaven for a righteous man and a prophet. Isn't that something? Now, let me ask you this question. Who is righteous? Who is that righteous person that I'm referring to? Guess what? That's you and I. Oh, yeah, even with our sinful nature, even when we have moments of lust and we fall short, but I'm here to let you know that the blood of Jesus, which covered our sins, now we have the righteousness of Christ and we're clothed in Christ. So when God looks at us, he looks at us as righteous. Amen. Can I get an amen? Why? Because the work was done on the cross, and he cleansed us, and he washed us. He washed us from that eternal sin that would have taken us to hell. But when we gave our heart to Christ, he saved us. Right from the guttermost to the uttermost, he saved you and I. Praise God. Praise God. Now, look what the Word of God says right up here. In Matthew 10:42. We're going there, right? Now, here we go. He who receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he who receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. Praise God. Praise God. I want you to turn to your neighbor and really look at them and say, you know what? Christ has made you righteous. And some of you may not even think of that toward one another. Some of you know each other very well and say, how can that person be righteous? Huh? Oh, come on. Pastor Fee, but you don't know that person. I know I don't know that person, but guess what? Jesus does. And that's all that matters, right? Amen. Amen. Praise God. Look at this right up here. In Matthew 5:11-12, blessed are you when they revile you and persecute you. Listen, you tell people, yeah, I go to church on Sunday. Some of them will laugh. Yeah, right. You know, they'll mock, they'll laugh. Well, in the foreign countries, they're beheaded. If you live in Iran, if you live in North Korea, if you live in some of the Islamic nations, if you say, yeah, I love Jesus, guess what? They will surely have a party for you. They'll dig a great big hole and throw you in the hole and cover you up to your neck. And then they will get big boulders and stone you to death. And you can't move. But take the rocks until you die. We don't have that in our nation. Can I get an amen? Praise God. But. Listen, some of us get hurt, though, when we get laughed upon and ridiculed. Oh, you goody good two-shoe, you know, and oh, you're one of those Jesus freaks. Oh, you're one of those hallelujahs. Well, that's persecution, too, because it's coming against what you believe in. It's coming against your faith. Can I get amen? But look what the Bible says. Rejoice. Well, let's go back to verse 11. Blessed are you when they revile you and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for what? For my sake. For Jesus has called you to be righteous. Look at that. Rejoice and be exceedingly what? For great is your reward in heaven. So for they persecuted the prophets and were before you. Praise God. Praise God. Isn't that a blessing? Are we blessed? Praise God. Praise God. And so let's look at this. Is it possible to earn no reward at all for a good deed? And the answer is absolutely. And I'll tell you why. It's all about agenda. It's all about motive. It's all about why are you doing this nice deed. You see, if you're doing it with a pure heart and a pure mind, and you're doing something for someone, or whatever the case may be, because you're concerned and you truly love what you love that honors God, you'll get that reward. But if you're doing it because, I'm just going to do it because I guess I have to, or you want to be seen by people, that's where it gets iffy with God. You see, my friends, if someone's intent was to impress others and receive the praise of others, that person will forfeit God's blessing. Why? Because of the impure motivation behind it. Let's look what the Word of God says about this. Matthew 6:1-4. Look at this. Be careful when you do good things. This is Jesus saying this. Don't do them in front of people to be seen by them. If you do that, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. You see, Pastor Fee's not blowing smoke up here. This is what Jesus said. I'm just the mailman giving you the mail this morning. Can I get an amen? Look at this. And when you give to the poor, don't be like the hypocrites. They blow trumpets in the synagogues, on the streets, so they will be seen. They will be seeing them and honor them. I tell you the truth. Those hypocrites already have their full reward. Jesus calls these people hypocrites. You know, it's like this. I'm just going to paint a picture. Yeah, man, we went out there and we fed the homeless. Praise God. You know, and man, I don't know how many plates we served, man, but we was out there with them, you know, and everything. And then you go home and you curse out someone and you kick the dog. That's a hypocrite. Jesus talked about these kind of folks. So always remember, it's all about a true agenda toward God and the things that we do. Look at verse 3 right up here. So when you give to the poor, don't let anyone know what you are doing. Your giving should be done in secret. Look at this. Your Father can see what is done in secret, and He will what? Reward you. So listen. You don't have to put it on blast. Look what I did. Yeah. Well, guess what? That little, oh, good for you. That I'm so blessed God is using you. That was your reward. That was your reward. That's what the Bible says, right? And another caution, saints of God, godly lives aren't always rewarded here on earth. You may go through this whole life serving Him and not see one of these blessings from God. But guess what? He has them laid up and stored for you in heaven. I'd rather have them there. Can I get amen? Amen. So be careful not to place your hope in the material, because material things come and go. I remember when we was kids, my dad was in the Navy and there was 10 of us. And the only toys we ever got were once a year. And we only got one toy. We didn't get abundant of toys. I go to my friend's home, and they had like 7 presents for each kid. And we barely got one. And in 2 days, those toys were broken. They didn't work no more. Why? Because they were little. You know, my dad he couldn't buy the expensive gifts. They're the ones you tore out. It had a cardboard back and a plastic front, and you tore it out, and that thing will only last you a couple of hours. That was us, though. And so I don't hold any stock in that no more. Can I get amen? I don't. Listen, I want the best from God. Can I get amen? Look at this right up here. What rewards that we might receive? One of the rewards, I hope, that resonates in your heart, in your mind, and be reminded of this continually until he comes, would be this. Well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord. That's the reward I want to hear. I want to see. Amen. That he will say, well done, my good and faithful servant. When Jesus says that to you, listen, it's on. It's on. Can I get amen? It's on. Praise God. Praise God. To some people, this doesn't sound like much of a reward. Oh, yeah. You know, I talked about the $40 million homes in Rancho Santa Fe. They would rather have that than have Jesus say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Because they don't have a clue. Because that house, like I said, will deteriorate in time. And you don't want to pay the taxes on a $40 million home once a year. You're looking at $40,000 just to pay the taxes. Oh, I calculated. And saints of God, imagine if you had performed a heroic act and the wealthiest man flew to your town to congratulate you at a special ceremony. Who's your hero right now? Who's your hero? In the football world, my hero is Tom Brady because he's a winner. When the Chargers left us, I said, oh, man. I had to now choose a winner. And that guy, he wins Super Bowls. I never knew what a winning team was until I started rooting for one. But guess what? That only satisfied for so long. Then after the win, it's empty again. I want something that's going to take me into eternity. Can I get amen? Praise God. Praise God. And saints, you would probably be honored and gratified if that someone in your life came and honored you. And yet, there still would be a void later. Now picture how much awe you would feel when Christ himself, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, comes to honor you. Can I get an amen? Woo! That would be a blessing. And this is what I want to see right up here. Look at this. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Wow. You will be propelled into eternity with him. Listen, I don't know if you read in the Gospels when Jesus rose from the dead. He was seen amongst 500 people as a testimony, as a witness that he rose from the dead. And guess what he would do? He would appear and then disappear. He would eat with them and then he would disappear. He had that body that you and I are promised the same one. Just imagine, you can just be somewhere. Hello, hey, how you doing? Gotta go, boom, and you're gone without any human strength. We're gonna have a whole different kind of body. Like, it's gonna be like his. And that's all waiting for you and I if we hold on. How many of you need to hold on? Can I get amen? We need to hold on. Look at this right up here. One of the privileges of meeting those whom we were influential in leading them to Jesus. Listen. How many of you had divine encounters and you led those to Christ? Let me tell you, there is a giant reward for that. A giant reward. Oh, that's right. That's right. And And I want you to read this right here in Daniel 12, 1-3. This is what God will do for you and I. Look what Daniel wrote here. I'm going to read it in the New Century Version. Look at this. At that time, Michael, the great prince who protects your people, will stand up. And there will be a time of trouble, the worst time since nations have been on the earth. He's referring to the great tribulation that's coming very soon. Because we haven't yet seen that just yet, which the world has never seen yet. Look at this. It says, there will be a time of trouble, the worst time since nations have been on the earth. But your people will be saved. Praise God. Praise God. Not just the Jews, but us, born-again believers. Can I get amen? He's talking about us. Look at this. Everyone whose name is written in the book, God's book, will be saved. Did you know that when you confess your sins, you gave your heart to Jesus, he wrote your name in the book of life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's right. He wrote it down. Man didn't write it down. You know, praise God for the little plaque I got today, but a man wrote that. I want God, hallelujah, to write my name in his book. Can I get amen? Look at this. And look, it goes on to say this. Many people who have already died will live again. What? How many of you have loved ones already that you truly love and they've gone on? You were at their services. Oh, I don't know how many funeral services I did this year. At least six. We did many. And yet some of them truly believed. And they're going to be with God. They're there right now in heaven. But look at this. Many people who have already died will live again. And some of them will wake up to have life forever. Forever. So those who are now just memories and loved by you, but if they've died in Christ, they're going to live forever with you. Can I get amen? You will see them again. But look at this. But some will wake up to find shame and disgrace forever. Those are the ones that have died without Christ. They didn't care about being baptized. They didn't care nothing of that. Well, yeah, that's for all you, you know, goody good two shoes, you hallelujahs. Okay, keep thinking that. But look at this. The wise people will shine like the brightness of the sky. Those who teach others to live right will shine like stars forever and ever. Brother Art's going to teach the men on Tuesday. I would love to see the men. Listen, he's teaching righteousness. He's teaching out of the book. So God is going to count that as righteous toward him. And I want to encourage the men to come out. We're only there but an hour. I'll make sure Sister Yolanda makes something really nice for us. She'll make it and leave. Or she might just go in the room if the Padres are still playing. Pray for those guys today. But listen, those who teach others to live right will shine like stars forever and ever. I need you to catch this because this little photo that I found here, look at this. That's the rapture of the church. This is Jesus calling us home, changing our whole entire being, and we will be like him. Look, some of them are driving in a car, and look, there's some believers and there's some that are not. And the believers are all going to go up. Praise God. Praise God. Listen, our assigned position of service in eternity, we need to look at that. We need to look at that real quickly. Look at this. If we have faithfully handled the task of God that he has given you and I on this earth, he will give us positions and authority. What? See, some people have a whole different mindset. The world thinks, oh, heaven, that's so boring. You're going to be floating on clouds, eating pom-poms and playing harps. No. No. Look what God's word says right up here. In Revelation 22:5. There will never be night again. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, because the Lord will give them light. And look at this. And they will rule as kings forever and ever. God is going to make us kings with Him. And we're going to rule with Him forever. That's what God, if God's word said it, is what? It's done, right? Don't believe what I'm saying up here. Believe God's word. And they will rule as kings forever and ever. Amen. My goodness. What He has planned for you and I, it's mind-blowing. It's beyond our human comprehension. This is one reason, saints of God, it's important not to be slothful or lazy in the things that God has given us. The Lord will judge us based on three criteria. Look at this. Number one, how much truth did we know? The more you learn about God, we are what? Responsible now. We're accountable. If we know to do good and we don't, that's on you now. Can I get amen? And so we are to truly learn to surrender and to walk after Him. You know, these songs that were sung this morning, they were beautiful. This is my surrender. Praise God. Are we surrendered to God? Because if we are, expect these rewards from Jesus. I'd rather have His reward. Because these rewards down here is but temporal. Can I get amen? Look at this. What talents, skills, and opportunities did we have? Listen. There's some people in here, other than the worship team in here, that can sing. Come up here and just sing with them. Some of you, like, can really sing when you're alone. But can you sing to glorify God to bring others to that place? Huh? All right, I'm not going to point no one out. I won't. But I see some smiling faces somewhere. Listen, God wants to use you to your fullest capacity. Can I get amen? Look at number three. What did we do with the opportunities God provided? Did you squander them? You say, oh man, that's for someone else. And yet God wants to use you mightily. And what rewards might we receive because we surrendered to God? Because we said, yes and amen, Lord. Lord, not my will, but Thy will be done. How many of you can honestly say that you can come to the Lord and say, God, not my will, but Thy will be done. Use me, God. Use me. How many of us wake up in the morning and say, God, this is a brand new day. Yesterday's gone. Tomorrow's not here. Today's what You've given me. Use me, God, that I may share with someone, testify, help someone, bless someone. Do good without people noticing. Just do it because of the sincerity and the purity of your heart. And so, the rewards is this: our eternal, undisturbed, complete intimacy with Jesus. Listen, we haven't seen Him face to face, but when we got saved, He lives in us by the power of the Holy Spirit. I remember when I got saved. I got filled with the Holy Ghost. Corners of my mouth were like pinned. And I was like, wow, what is this thing in me that I'm just filled? And it's not a mental thing. It's a physical manifestation of God living in you now. And He's empowering you. And He's speaking to you. And He's loving you. He's caressing you. I remember one time, I said, God, I don't feel You no more. What happened, God? And I started crying like a baby. You know how the little one right now, little sister Z, was back there. She just wanted to be held. Huh? She wanted to be caressed. She's a child. She's an infant. We get that. But when you cry out to God, I said, God, and we cry like that little baby, God, I haven't felt you in a while. God, let me tell you, he will explode in your being. And he'll let you know, I never left you. I'll never forsake you. That happens, has happened to me, I don't know, countless times where I think he's gone. Where I don't sense his presence no more. And then, bam, he just reminds me, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I'm here. So he comes and coddles me like little sister Z. Because you know what? The Bible says we're all children of God. Can I get amen? We're not adults of God. We're children of God. The Bible's clear. We are children of God. And he's our father. Can I get amen? Come on, give God a shout of praise. Hallelujah. So my friends, the more we are conformed to the image of the Lord Jesus Christ during these earthly lives, the less our intimacy with him will be hindered, both now and heaven. Look what God said in the word about you and I. Look what Paul wrote in the book of Romans. Look at this. For whom he foreknew. Turn to your neighbor and tell them, he foreknew you. In other words, he knew all about you. He knew you the whole time. When you were conceived in your mother's womb, he knew you already. He also predestined, meaning he determined your life years ahead from your intimacy, from your infancy. Little sister Z back there, the plan he has for her, it's going to be mind-boggling because she's being raised up in the house of God, where a lot of us never got that opportunity, huh? I didn't. I didn't come to Jesus till I was 30. So she has a far, far more exceeding advantage and footsteps in front of us. But look at this. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Now look at this. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also what? Called. You and I have been called out of darkness into his marvelous light. Whom he called, then he justified. Guess what? You and I that are born again, washed in the blood, filled with the Holy Spirit of promise, he looks at us just as if we never sinned. What? How does he do that? Because of the blood. The blood was applied. And now we are justified before him. Because there's nothing we can do to earn this great salvation. There's nothing we can do to say, oh God, are you pleased with my life? No, it is the blood of Jesus that covers our sin. Can I get amen? And so when he looks down, he don't look at sinner so-and-so. He looks, that's my child who I died for, and I shed my blood for him. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. You got to believe what God has done in your life, what he continues to do. And look at this. So we're justified, just as if we never sinned. And whom he justified, these he also what? Glorified. What does that mean? Glorified. He sees the future. He sees ahead. Glorification. You know what that means? That means we have that new body like his. We'll be in our glorified state. We cannot see that right now, but he sees that. He sees that we are glorified in him. Man, I can't wait for that change to come. Hallelujah. We will be so different. And yet, he won't change our mind. We'll know who we are. We will know who we are. We just won't have that mind of sin anymore. We will be like him. We won't have desires and temptations. We won't have that no more. We'll have a pure mind, a pure heart. Praise God. How many of you can't even, I can't even fathom that. Man, I'll be driving down the street, you know, and sometimes I look and, oh, I got to look this way. Can I get him as men? Why? Because anything will trigger this nature that we have. But we won't have that body no more like that. Praise God. And I can't wait. He's going to deliver us. Hallelujah. Look at this right up here. The capacity to show forth the glory of Christ. How many of you, hallelujah, can't wait for that day? Because look at this. Listen, when the rapture takes place and we're going to be changed and we're like him, right? Look what Paul wrote to the Thessalonian church regarding this. Look at this right up here. When he comes in that day, capital D, the day of the Lord, to be glorified in his saints. We are the saints of God, you and I. To be admired among those who believe, because our testimony among you was believed. What? We're going to be like him. We're going to be like him. Praise God. How many are so blessed to know we're going to be like him? Hallelujah. Look at this. Therefore, we also pray always for you that our God will count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with what? Power. Woo! Holy Ghost power. Little Sister Winans last night was singing, Holy Ghost power. When you have the Holy Ghost with power, guess what? The gates of hell cannot prevail. Old Slewfoot will come and try to harass you. He'll come and try to tempt you. He'll come and try to throw you off course. But I'm here to let the devil know right now, greater is he that lives within me than him that in the world. Can I get an amen? No weapon formed against the saints of God shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against the saints of God, God will condemn. Can I get an amen? You got to walk knowing that God is with us. He's for us. He's not against us. And he's going to show up one day and transform these mortal bodies into bodies of immortality. How many can't wait for that? Look what it says in verse 12. That the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and you in him according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to go quickly now as we close. I'm going to go quickly. But look, there's three types of crowns. There's three types of crowns, and I want them. I want them. I don't know about you, but I want these crowns. And the only way to achieve these crowns is to honor the King. Do we fall short? Yes. Do we miss the mark? Yes. Do we have moments that we regret? Yes, yes, yes. But that does not, hallelujah, hold you back from obtaining these crowns, because it's through faith by God's grace that we receive these crowns. Gonna get amen? There's nothing we could do to earn these all by ourselves. Bill Gates can't even buy these crowns. He could drop $1 billion on God. So I'm sorry, keep your money. It's gonna perish with you. Hallelujah. The first crown, the crown of victory, or the incorruptible crown. The incorruptible crown. It's having victory in your life. Look what it says right here in the Word of God. Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but receives a prize? Paul said, run in such a way that you may obtain it. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown. He's talking about like the Olympics. There's always going to be a first place winner. He'll win the gold medal, right? But that's going to perish. He's talking about that those will perish. But for an imperishable crown, he says this, therefore I run thus, not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air, but I discipline my body, bring it into subjection, lest when I preach to others, I myself should become disqualified. I was watching the Padre game the other day, and I know Profar didn't swing. And it was a challengeable call. But he got upset and said, I didn't swing. And they disqualified him. Threw him out of the game. Listen, if your heart is right before God, he will not disqualify you. Can I get an amen? Amen. Look at this. Therefore I run. How many of you can't imagine not running for Christ? We got to continue to run for Christ. Amen? Look at this. The crown of rejoicing. How many want the crown of rejoicing? Amen. That you're filled with joy unspeakable and full of glory. That wherever you go, it's joyful. There's never going to be a sour moment. There's never going to be a time of misery. There's never going to be a time of depression. There's never be a time of loneliness. Because the joy of the Lord will be our strength. And I want that crown. I want to be filled with joy 24/7 in the presence of my Savior, in the presence of my King. Can I get amen? Praise God. Well, Paul wrote this. Look what he wrote. He says, therefore, we wanted to come to you, even I, Paul, time and time again. But Satan hindered us. Oh, that's right. The enemy will try to hinder your walk. For what is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing? It is not even you in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming. For you are our glory and joy. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. I want that. I want that. Can I get an amen? Saints of God, you and I must want these crowns. And the last one we're going to cover is the crown of righteousness. The crown of righteousness. So we saw the crown of joy. Can I get an amen? We saw the crown of righteousness. And we saw the crown of incorruptible seed. And so, look what Timothy, in the book of Timothy, he's written right here. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness. Finally, this is a conclusion. This is what we should expect. A crown of righteousness, which the Lord, righteous judge, will give to me on that day. Capital D, the day of the Lord. And not to me only, but also to all who has loved his appearing. This is why we need to keep looking up, for our redemption draws nigh. Can I get an amen? Listen, if you love and are anticipating his return, that's who gets the crown of righteousness, because we're looking for him. Your mind has to be bent toward heaven now and say, God, this life is temporal. It's temporal. But I'm looking to you, Jesus, because it's going to be eternal. It's going to be eternal. And how many want that great eternal kind of life that we're talking about? Yes. Yes. And although we sin on occasion, and we're one thing that us Christians are really good for, and this is not in a bad way, but when we do miss the mark, it's fast for most of us to confess our sin right away. Because God brings a conviction. You know that God brings a conviction? A conviction, you know what a conviction is? It's not like I convict you and send you to prison. It's not that kind of a conviction. The conviction is that he sends a conviction because we know the truth. And so he lets us see that we need to, okay, God, your word is true. The devil sends you condemnation. The devil looks at you, oh man, look at you now. You worthless, blah, 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 bleep, bleep, bleep. And then you start going down like oh man. And you feel condemned. And God say, no, I'm convicting you because you know the truth. Now get up, brush it off, and keep following me. Aren't you so blessed that God doesn't take the bat over your head or try to stamp you out like a roach? I'm done with you. That's what the devil wants to do to us. But he can't. Because God's in control. So listen, God made an out for us. God made an out for us. He made a way of escape for you and I. It's right up here in the Word of God. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to what? Forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Praise God. Praise God. Saints, how many can't wait for these crowns? How many can't wait for these crowns? I can't. I can't wait for these crowns. Why? Because these crowns are going to show off God's glory in your life. God's going to put us on display. God is going to tell the unbelieving world, these are my crowns, these precious ones that love me. And we're going to end with that. Because there's a couple of more crowns, the crown of life and the crown of glory. But all these crowns are promised to the saints of God. Can I get an amen? Amen. Amen. Let's go before the Lord right now and let's ask God to just bless the rest of our day today. Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, thank you. Thank you, God, that what we do for you here on this earth, you have recorded every motive, every thought, every day, every hour, every minute, every second of our life. Nothing goes unnoticed by you. And it boils down to this. Are we for you or are we against you? It seems that the day that we live in, God, this world is against you. But we're not. We're here to proclaim you and continue to love you despite of what's going on in our life. You're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever think and ask and hope for. And I want to encourage those who are watching on Facebook and YouTube. I want to encourage us that are here that Jesus is soon to return. It's laid out in the Word of God. It's plain and clear. Times have radically changed right before us. And we're looking at things in our life face to face that we'd never seen before, especially when we were children. Many places now in our own country, it's not a safe place no more. But God, you are our shield and buckler. You are the lover of our soul. You're the one that called us out of darkness into your marvelous light. You're the one that establishes our footsteps. And it's going to be you, the one that will reward us for everything we've done in this life. The good, the bad, and even the ugly. And I want to encourage us to hold on, to keep holding on, to embrace the cross, to love your neighbor as yourself, to forgive those who would quickly anger you. Just have a quick flip of the switch and forgive them. Don't harbor anything ill toward people that have wronged you. Know in your heart that the Bible says we've all fallen short of the glory of God. And there is hope for everyone on this earth. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for the saints of God that have come out this morning that pressed out. Thank you for those who couldn't make it. We bless you in Jesus' name. But if you're watching and you've never given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, this is your opportunity right now to confess your sin, to turn your back to sin, and turn to the living God. It's time to receive the Lord Jesus Christ. We're not promised tomorrow. The Bible says, today, if you hear my voice, harden not your heart, for today is the day of salvation. We don't know what tomorrow brings, but we know who brings tomorrow, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I'm asking, I'm pleading with you, if you've never given your heart, invite him in. Ask God to cleanse you and wash you, to give you a brand new life in Christ, and that you would be counted righteous before this world according to the Word of God and according to the will of God. And so if that's you, bow your heart and your head with me and ask God. I'm going to ask the Amazing Grace family that's here to pray with me, to pray for you, that you would give your heart to the Lord. And maybe you have, but you never took your next step, and that's to be baptized. Be baptized. Baptism is a proclamation to the world that I'm fully surrendered to you, God. And when you come out of that water, man, I'm telling you, the joy of the Lord will be all over you. And you would fulfill the commandments, because the Bible says repent and be baptized. That's a sign to you and to the world that you are now a child of God. It's as simple as that. It's not complicated. Man makes it complicated. God makes it simple in his word. It's so simple a child cannot err in it. You talk to a child and get baptized, y'all want to right now? And they will, because they have that childlike faith that we're supposed to have. So bow your heart and your head with me and pray this prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for my life. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me, and the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me from all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my heart. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. From this day on, I will do my best to honor you and to follow you all the days my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. Come on, give God a shout of praise. Is he worthy?
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.